And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Let's get right back to it. Talking to Amber Thatcher, the interim executive director for City Club of Central Oregon, and Matt Muchnow, the executive director for Envision Bend. So, I mean, how do we do this? So we go to this summit. We sit down. We're going to have experts talking about what?
Yeah, so we have been working with a number of people around the community and the state. You know, City Club, when we put on our forums, we do a lot of what I call exploration of the topic to learn kind of what the ins and outs are, what the nuances are, what the like aha key moments are. And so we have brought together a panel of local people working in workforce housing, as well as Jonathan Bach, who is a housing reporter with the Oregonian and is about to release a book called High Desert, Higher Cost, focused on Bend and Central Oregon and the housing crisis here. He's going to be our keynote, and I think is going to do a really good job of really kind of laying the foundation and helping people tease out what these different buckets are and who we're talking about when we talk about affordable workforce, that sort of thing. So I think that's an important part of this discussion that's going to happen is, you know, as Matt was saying, we hear housing and affordable housing and workforce housing thrown around a lot, but really better understanding who this is impacting and why it's important. So we're really focused on permanent workforce housing because we want people to be able to live where they work. I think we just heard a stat that, I can't remember the stat, but 52% commute into Bend to work, 52% of the workforce. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, talking about why it's important to have people living in the communities that they're working in will be part of the conversation. Also, we're highlighting some people doing creative, innovative things in the area. So Deb Flagan from Hayden Homes will be on the panel. Kirk Dinkelspiel from Rooted Homes will be on the panel. And Scott Nordquist from Habitat for Humanity Bend Redmond will be on the panel. We found that, I mean, there's a number of people doing really innovative, cool stuff. The Chamber's been really involved in workforce housing. Partners for Affordable Housing have been really involved. So we can't obviously have everybody on stage, but we thought some of the partnerships that these three have created and some of the solutions they found to really address workforce housing needs was really interesting to highlight and would give people insight into maybe thinking outside the box a little bit, or giving, you know, the community just some insight into what the hurdles are that these people, these companies and organizations face, and how they've been creative to really address a need that's really important here in Central Oregon.
I feel like you guys came up with a good one. This is going to be, a great topic that people are going to want to know about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of focus on housing. So I think for some people, it's like, yeah, housing. And let me know when you write a check so I can get free rent or a free down payment, you know. But I think and our mission is to help provide information and create clarity around these complex issues. So for folks that come, not only is an opportunity to learn, but we'll have a resource fair with a number of organizations that are offering workforce housing type programs. So if folks are interested in looking for more of those resources, we'll have that resource fair. And that's through, as Amber mentioned, the Partners for Affordable Housing, which is this new coalition of, gosh, there are over 30 organizations now rallying around housing policy for the area. So cool to see that group and bring them in. For folks also, you know, it's after work. Doors open at 5, but 5:30 is when we get rolling. We'll have childcare on site. So if you have a child 4 years and older, bring them. We'll have two staff there to help through Starshine. They're out of Sisters, but they're offering childcare for this event. They're under 4. You just got to register before. But trying to figure out ways in which this can be not only informative for the folks that work in housing, but also the folks that need housing. You know, let's get those resources out and help spread that information.
All right. Somebody wants to find more information on either you guys or the event or whatever. I'm assuming you both have websites.
We do both have websites for the event. If people want to register, it is free to the public. Thank you to our sponsors, Partners for Affordable Housing and others for making that possible. People can go to cityclubco.org and check out our events tab to register for the event. And that's where you can find out more information about all of City Club's forums. And for Envision Bend, your guys' website is?
Yeah, our website here is envisionbend.org. And you can read the Vision Action Plan there. Sign up for the newsletter. That's the best way to find out about events and other ways to get plugged in.
Okay. If you want to share this interview with a friend or something, go to mycentraloregon.com. It's under the interviews tab. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.